Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
Jason, do you know what your family, your birthplace, and a peanut allergy have in common?
Ashley, I really have no clue.
You can't pick them. Luckily, there are lots of things in life we can choose. You can pick your tax preparer.
Of course. Now, we've talked on the Ins and Outs of Money about budgeting for tax season, what types of things you need to file, and the free community tax service. But we've never talked about how to choose a preparer if you decide to pay to have your taxes filed.
We've got some great tips today, and if you want more information, you can also visit irs.gov.
So first, assess your needs. The National Association of Tax Professionals suggests that you consider the reason you are thinking of having your return prepared. A tax audit, a special problem that you're not sure of, a change in tax laws, or just a general annual return. In many cases, the answer to these questions will impact what type of service you need and what the cost will be.
Also, as you're assessing, think of how complicated your return is, whether you're in a tax situation requiring specialized training, and if you want additional financial advice. This can direct who might best fit your needs.
Make sure the person you're paying is qualified. New regulations by the IRS require all paid tax return preparers to have a Preparer Tax Identification Number, or PTIN. Your tax preparer should have the right credentials and should be a registered tax return preparer, attorney, CPA, or an enrolled agent certified to do taxes.
You can check to see if the preparer has a questionable history with the Better Business Bureau. You can see if they've had any disciplinary actions and licensure status through the State Boards of Accountancy for Certified Public Accountants, the State Bar Associations for Attorneys, and the IRS Office of Enrollment for Enrolled Agents.
Find out about their service fees and avoid preparers or companies who base their fee on a percentage of your refund. These individuals have a greater incentive to create imaginary dependents, claim bogus deductions, or take other steps to fraudulently inflate your refund.
And beware of anyone who claims upfront that they can get you a larger refund. They won't know anything about your financial situation until they've looked through all your documents and information.
In order for them to know your full financial story, it's up to you to provide the records and receipts that they need. Reputable preparers will request all these and will ask you multiple questions to determine your total income and your qualifications for expenses and deductions. Do not use a preparer who is willing to electronically file your return before you receive your Form W-2 using your last pay stub. This is against IRS e-file rules.
Speaking of electronically filing, take advantage of this method. Any paid preparer who prepares and files more than 10 returns for clients must file the returns electronically, unless that client opts to file a paper return. E-filing has been extremely successful since its debut 13 years ago, with more than 1 billion individual tax returns safely and securely processed. Plus, e-filing combined with direct deposit can help you get your refund quicker.
Although we think of tax season ending on April 15th, it's important to have a preparer or company that is accessible after that. There are often questions that arise after the deadline. Plus, you might want to consult with your preparer throughout the year. For example, if you're obtaining a mortgage, considering an investment, or starting a business, that may require a look back at your return.
Make sure you review the entire return before signing it. It's your right and responsibility to look through it and ask any questions you may have. Make sure you understand everything and are comfortable with the accuracy of the return before you sign it.
Along those same lines, never sign a blank return and avoid any tax preparers that ask you to sign a blank tax form or imply that this is just part of the process.
When filing your taxes, you should also be cautious of preparers who pressure you to take out a refund anticipation loan. These loans are profitable for lenders and preparers, but they're a lousy deal for taxpayers. Interest rates for the loans range from 36% to more than 500%, according to a report by the Government Accountability Office. Consumer groups have long argued that these products attract shady tax preparers who use misleading sales tactics to market the loans.
If your return is filed electronically, you can usually get your refund in about 10 days. Think very carefully before letting go of a big portion of your return just to get your money a couple of days sooner. Check out irs.gov for more facts about choosing a preparer or visit monroeunitedway.org/freetaxes to learn about the free community tax service.
For now, I'm Ashley Hall.
And I'm Jason Evans Grove.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Financial Stability Alliance for South Central Indiana, United Way of Monroe County, and the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project, and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh.